This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, February 23rd. God's word for you today is, "Here I am." Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. And it says, "Do not yield to fear, for I am always near. Never turn your gaze from me, for I am your faithful God. I will infuse you with my strength and help you in every situation. I will hold you firmly with my victorious right hand." God wants us to be available and willing. Sometimes when God calls, we are available and willing, but we are afraid because we do not know what to expect. The question in our hearts is, how will my life go from here? What will happen to me? What will happen to my plans? Sometimes we are available and willing, but we are doubtful. We are not sure of what God has planned for us. Sometimes we are available and willing, but we are confused. However, when you say to God, "I am available and I am willing, but I am confused," that is honest. God can deal with that. I believe you have come into God's presence and you're reading this today because you want to hear God, and you will hear God clearly in the name of Jesus. So, what happens when you stand and say to God, "Here I am available, and I am willing, but I'm afraid. I am willing, but I'm doubtful. I am available, but I'm confused. I am available, God. If you can use anyone, you can use me." What happens? We are going to look at the lives of 8 people in the scriptures who said, "Here I am," and what happened to them. We will look at their lives and actually see what to expect when we say to God, "Here I am available, though doubtful, though confused, though afraid, but I'm available and I'm willing if the Lord can work with me. If you can help me, use this child of yours, Lord." The first thing that happens is you face the fear you never thought you could face. When I say to God, "Here I am," I face the fear I never thought I could face. And we see this in Job's life. Jacob had to confront the fear he never thought he could face. He had to confront himself. He had to confront his brother, Esau. He had to confront Egypt at some point. When you release yourself to God, by the power of God, you will face the fear you never thought you could face, and you will overcome it. Genesis chapter 46, verse 2 to 4 says, "And God spoke to Israel in a vision at night and said, 'Jacob, Jacob, here I am,' he replied. 'I am God, the God of your father,' he said. 'Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you into a great nation there. I will go down to Egypt with you, and I will surely bring you back again.'" Every time you align with God and you face your fear, you are on your path to becoming a great nation. You are on your way to becoming the greatest version of yourself. Let us pray. Father, I yield to you and not to fear. Give me the capacity to fix my gaze on you alone, because you are faithful. Infuse me with your strength and help me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.